It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, whether it's on the radio or television broadcast, in newspaper articles on the internet, or being discussed at local community meetings, more and more ideas are being shared about how important it is for the American people to change the landscape of America's manufacturing and employment situation. America's consumers certainly have the power to help create a demand for American-made products by supporting America's industries who can maintain and restore manufacturing in America, which will create and maintain employment opportunities for our fellow Americans and a better economy in the United States. The pandemic and foreign supply chain issues have shown how important it is for America to return to the great industrial nation that America was for over 200 years. In the late 1860s through the early years of the 1900s, America encouraged immigrants from around the world to come to America to fill jobs because there was a labor shortage during America's Industrial Revolution. That is not the case now. During the last 35 to 40 years, American industries continued to move to foreign countries. This trend moved many jobs to foreign countries, and that simply can't continue. It's good to hear reactions from our supporters asking why America's leaders allowed this to happen without urging businesses to remain here in the United States. Because of our voices, our actions, and our spending habits, more businesses are clearly listing that their products are made in the United States of America. We are far from the 50-50 balance we need between foreign and domestic products, but progress continues to be made every day with your help. Thanks for spreading the word. Thanks for your participation. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.